We continue our learning. We're in Horios, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. By way of introduction, we learned in the previous Mishnah that based in Eschayiv, this carbon tzibur, this par helem davashel tzibur, only in a case where they made a ruling to nullify a partial mitzvah, but part of the mitzvah you can fulfill. As we said, it has to be something that the tzedukim are not modin. Now, there are other details as well that are necessary in order for this horah to obligate the Beis Din to bring a par helem davashel tzibur. So number one is it has to be where the entire Beis Din agrees to this horah. If you have people who disagree, even though it may be one person, so then a par helem davashel tzibur is not brought. Also, all of Beis Din has to join together in this horah. If there are members that who are missing, so then that doesn't count. The Rosh Yeshiva has to be present at that time. The Rosh Yeshiva, if it's the Sanhedrin, it's the Nasi. If it's another Beis Din, he's known as the Rosh Yeshiva. So he also has to be present. We'll explain why that is. All of the members of the Beis Din have to be people who are ro'i lahora. It doesn't just mean that they're talmidei chachamim. They have to have the ability to give halachic rulings, and that may depend on, as we'll see, the yichus, the lineage of the people. And finally, it has to be where Beis Din are considered, or Beis Din are shogeg in their hora, and the majority of the people are shogegim based on their hora. Can't be where one of them is mazed as we will see. Says the Mishnah like this: Horu Beis Din v'yada echad mehem shato. Here you have where the Beis Din made this halachic ruling. They permitted something that's prohibited, something that potentially would be an isra kares, and one of the members of the Beis Din recognizes that they made a mistake. V'amar lahem. This is not just the Talmud we spoke about in the past, who's just relying on the Beis Din. Here's a member of the Beis Din itself. V'amar lahem, and he says to the other members of the Beis Din, Tonatem, you're making a mistake. This is not allowed. You're absolutely wrong. Spelt is chametz. You can't permit that on Pesach. And nonetheless, they did not rescind their decision. They didn't listen to this person. And Beis Din followed, after all, as Beis Din usually does, they follow the majority. And in fact, this person was in the minority. He was a one person, even if you have a few people. So this is an example, as we will see, that there will be no par helem davashel tzibur, because here we don't have all of Beis Din agreeing to the ruling. Oh, another example. Shelo hayam mufla shel Beis Din sham. Let's say the gadol shel Beis Din. The mufla means the one who's separate, who's greater than everybody else. That's the Rosh Hashiva, or that's the Nasi. He was not present at this time, so then this doesn't count. We will see that par helem devil shel tzibur is not brought in such a case. Osha haya echad mehem ger or mamzer or nasa. Now let's say one of the members of the Beis Din was someone who should not be a member of the Beis Din, or at least is not ra'i lahara, is not doesn't have the ability based on yichus to give a halachic ruling. One is a ger, one is a mamzer. One who's a ger is a convert. Mamzer is the offspring of a union where the man and the woman have an iser kares or an iser misas Beis Din, or a nasin. We've had the nasin in the past, those who have descended from the Givonim, who came to Yehoshua and deceived him, claiming that they weren't part of the Shiva Amamin, and they became the Chot Ve'etzim and Shoah Ve'mayim. So if any one of these are members of the Beis Din, so the Hapar Helem Davar Shel Tzibur is not brought, because they are not Roi Lahora, as we will see. O Zaken Shelo Ra'a Lo Bonim. Or let's say one of the members of the Beis Din is an elderly person who never had children. Now what's the problem with that? So the halach is that such a person is not permitted to give rulings on dinei nefashos, because we're afraid that such a person is maybe a little more cruel than the average person. Dinei nefashos is where it's capital crimes, potentially someone may be put to death, someone who's in such a state. We're afraid maybe insensitive or never having a father's love for children. So such a person cannot judge dinei nefashos. If such a member is on this Beis Din, so then also a par helem davar shel tzibur will not be brought. And that's what the Mishnah says, that in any of these cases, if the horu Beis Din made this hora, and any of these you have a member who disagreed with them, there's a mufla Beis Din, the nasi is not there, one of the members, a ger mamzer or nasin, or there was was a zaken there who didn't have any children, who can't generally rule on din and nefashos, and they made this halachic ruling as this entire based in harei elu b'turin. This based in is pater from the carbon tzibur, from the par helim davishal tzibur, even if the majority of the people followed this psak halacha, and anyone therefore who followed has to bring their own personal carbon chatas. So where do we learn this from? So the pasuk in Vayikra Dalet says like this: V'im kol adas Yisrael yishgu. So kol adas Yisrael, the Eidah here, the congregation, is a reference to the Beis Din. So the when it says kol adas Yisrael yishgu, who made an error? That's only when everyone made an error. But if one person said Tohen Atem, you're making a mistake, so then this is not a horah. That is not considered kol adas Yisrael. What about if the mufla shel Beis Din is not there? So okay, so he's not around. Do we need him around? So the answer is, because what do we say? We said that the horas Beis Din, which is going to trigger the par helam devashal tzibur, is only on a psak halacha there where the tzedukim are not modin. Why? Because if Tzedukim were mode, if this is something that's written explicitly in the Chumash, then Hayalam Lil Mode Vilalamdu, then you should read the Chumash. So we apply the same logic to the absence of the Mufla Beis Din. If the Mufla Beis Din is not there, so then we're going to exempt the entire Beis Din, because we could make the following argument. Had the Mufla Shel Beis Din been there, so then we would have learned from him. The fact that he's not there, so then we hold everyone else, maybe not accountable. The idea is that we're going to exempt them because he was not present. And then what about the ger or the mamzer? Why would that not trigger a par helim davishal tzibur based on the hora of that Beis Din if a ger or a mamzer were on the Beis Din? Shnei Amar, the Mishnah says, Shnei Amar kan eda. It says here in this pasuk we quoted from Vayikra Dalet, Vim kol adas Yisrael yishgu. Adas, the congregation, and that's a reference to the Sanhedrin or the Beis Din, where they make an error. V'nemra lahalon eda. And it says later on eda in Ba Midbar Lamin Hay in Parshas Maaseh Vishafatu Ha'eda, also once again a reference to the Beis Din. Ma'eda Ha'amura Lahalon Ad She'yu Kulam Ru'uyin Lahora. Just like I know that with respect to capital crimes, Din and Nefashos, which is what that pasuk's talking about, Vishafatu Ha'eda Sarotseach, that's Parshas Maaseh, when we speak about a Rotseach and Ir Miklat. So there, I know that Eda includes Ad Sheyu Kulam Ru'im L'Hora. All the members of the Beis Din have to be people who are Ro'i L'Hora, who are fit to give halachic rulings. Now, how do I know that? That when it comes to Din Nefashos, they have to be Ro'i L'Hora. So there, it's because in Bamidbar Yud Aleph, in Parshas Bahaloscha, when Hashem tells Moshe to gather the 70 Zekanim, it says, V'nasu'u itecha b'masa'am. They will literally lift up with you, carry the burden with you, with the nation. And why do we say V'nasu'u itecha? What did Hashem mean when he told Moshe V'nasu'u itecha? They will carry the burden itecha with you. Bidomin lecha. Itecha means not only with you, but they have to be people like you. They have to have yichus like you have. And that excludes a ger, a mamzer, and a nut, who are not fit to be counted as part of the Sanhedrin. So since that is true when it comes to the 70 Zekanim, and the when we speak about Dinei Nefashos in Parshas Maaseh, Vishafatu Ha'edah, there the Edah who is judging are the 70 the 70 members of that Sanhedrin that Moshe appointed, and they have to be itcha like Moshe. So therefore, our Edah, where it says in Kol Adas Yisrael Ishgu, has to be like that Edah. Just like that Edah has to be people who have proper lineage, so too the Edah that makes the mistake for Hara here to be Chai of a Par Helen of Tzibur have to be Roy Lahara, and therefore if a Ger Mamzer and Usin are members, so no Par is going to be brought. That's what the Mishnah says. Ashukulam ruim lahora, afeda hamura kan. Ashukulam ruim lahora. Horu based in shogigim. So let's say you have a case where based in. Well, this is the classic case. They based in were shogig. They made a mistake in their hora. They thought that this was this detail of this mitzvah was permitted, and they were later on they realized they were wrong. But at this point, they were really shogig. It was inadvertent. a ruling, va'asu kol hakom shogim, and the majority of the congregation of Am Yisrael followed their psak, and they were also shogim. So that's then mivin par. That's the classic example case where the par helim davashel tzibur is brought. It says in the Torah, v'ikrivo hakol par ben bakar lechatas. And these are the people who have to bring when both are shogig. But mizidim vaasu shogigim. But let's say the bezdin were mazedin. They knew what they were doing. Okay, you could have unfortunately a bezdin like that. They knew that they were what they were saying was wrong, and they were matzir it anyway. Vaasu shogigim, and the people are shogig. So because they relied on the bezdin. So in such a case, the Beis Din doesn't bring a par. Mivin kispa u'seira. Every member of the kohol, when they realize that they did something wrong, they chayv to bring a korban chatas, either the kispa, which is a female sheep, or seira, female goat, like any individual who has to bring a sin offering. Beis Din doesn't bring a par helam davar shel tzibur because they were mizidim. There's no korban. Korban's not going to give them any atonement when they did this on purpose. Shogeg and v'asu mizidim. Let's say it's the reverse, where Beis Din was shogeg, but the people who did it b'mezid, meaning they knew Beis Din made a mistake, and they thought, well, it's Beis Din, so we're going to rely on their psak halacha, hare elu pturin. Then Beis Din is pater from a karbon, and the people are pater from a karbon. The people are pater from a karbon because they're mezid. The Beis Din is pater from a karbon because the people who followed, they didn't have most of the people following who were following b'shogeg. They're following b'mezid, and therefore they're pater from the par. Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. Horu Beis Din va'asu kol hakohol oruban al pihem. So this is the classic situation where a par helam davashel tzibur is brought, and the Mishnah says, if horu Beis Din va'asu kol hakohol oruban, the majority of the kohol of the congregation, the majority al pihem, mivin par, they bring a par. Then the Mishnah says, uva'avo dazara mivin par v'so'ir, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, it's not just Rabbi Meir's halacha. The issue of who's considered the kohol, the congregation, is the subject of the debate in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah is pointing out that in Parsha Shlach, we learn that Avodah Zarah is in a different category. Now, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, if Beis Din makes an erroneous ruling about idolatry, so, and we mentioned before, they said a certain, this is permitted, a detail in the prohibition of Avodah Zarah. We have to mention Avodah Zarah in the past, along with some other examples, but the truth is, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you don't have the classic par helam davar shel tzibur. Instead, Beis Din has to bring a par as an ola, and a sa'ir, which is a male goat, as a chatas. That is what Beis Din brings, and that is the general when it comes to Avodah Zarah. But the point of the Mishnah here is to define what kahal means, and we'll see that in a moment. The Mishnah is going to give us different possibilities. When we think about the rov of the kahal follow the erroneous ruling, what does rov kahal mean? We have 12 shvatim. So let's say, so you could have, very simply, you could have rov where the people who follow the psak of the Beis Din, the majority of the population of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, remember, this only applies to the Jews in Eretz Israel, and it could be, and as well as the majority of all of the 12 Shvatim, it could be that the people who follow the Psak are a majority of the Shvatim, let's say 7 out of the 12, but they don't make up a majority of the population of the Jews. And you could have a case where the reverse, where the majority of the population of the Jews in Eretz Israel, but they don't come from a majority of the Shvatim, because let's say you had a certain Shvatim had a lot more people, and those Shvatim, let's say everyone from those Shvatim followed the Psak Halacha, but the majority of the Shvatim did not, but they make up a minority of the people. So that's the question, who's considered Kahal, and who therefore is bringing what Beis Din is bringing the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. So the Mishnah begins with the psak of Rabbi Meir that when it comes to Beis Din and Kol HaKahal, Rov HaKahal, they followed. So Beis Din brings a par. By Avodah Zarah, we said there's a par in a so'ir. And now comes Rabbi Yehuda to say the following. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Shneim Asar Shvatim, Mivin Shneim Asar Parim. 12 tribes bring 12 Parim. So what's the machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? And we'll have Rabbi Shimon in a little bit. So Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that who brings the par? The Beis Din brings the par. How do I know that? Because it says, v'hikrivu ha-kahal par. What's ha-kahal? Ha-kahal is a reference to the Beis Din. And when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the Shigas Avodah Zarah psak halacha that was erroneous, it says, v'asu kol ha-eda par, and avisoir. So that, in fact, the whole pasuk is, v'haya me'enei ha-eda ne'esasar lishgaga, which means Beis Din was unaware, the Eda was unaware, there was a mistake was made. V'asu kol ha-eda par bin bakar echad la'ola serious echad l'chatas. Who's the kol ha'eda? Once again, it's the Beis Din. Maybe the Sanhedrin. They're going to bring the par bin bakar for ola and the serious echad l'chatas. That's for Avodah Zarah. But every time we mention eda or kol ha'eda, we mention kahal or kol ha'eda. This is a reference to the Beis Din. So when it comes to the par helam davar shel tzibur, it says v'hikru v'ha'kahal par. When it comes to seir and par of Avodah Zarah, it's v'asu kol ha'eda par. That is the Beis Din. Rabbi Yehuda, when he comes to say Shnei Masar Shvatim Vin Shnei Masar Parim, the 12 tribes bring 12 Parim, and when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the erroneous ruling with respect to Avodah Zarah, it's going to be Shnei Masar Parim Shnei Masar Seirim, 12 Parim for an Olah, and 12 Seirim for a Chatas. That's because Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion that when it says HaKahal and HaEda, that's a reference to the Tzibur, and not to Beis Din. So when it says V'hikrivu HaKahal with respect to the Parallel Devil Shal Tzibur, that is the congregation, that's the people. And Vasu Kol Ha'eda with respect to Avodah Zarah, the erroneous ruling with respect to Avodah Zarah, that's once again, that's the Tzibur and not the Beis Din. Now, how do I know that you can call a Shevet a Kahal? Because it says when Yaakov is speaking to Yosef before he dies, he says that Hashem appeared to me and told me he's going to give me Eretz Canaan, Unisaticha LeKahal Amim. I'm going to make you into a kahal, congregation of nations, which means each kahal is a tribe. And also it says in Divrei HaYomim, Beis Perichof, Vayamod Yehoshaphat, Bikhal Yehuda. Yehuda, that tribe, is called kahal. So Rabbi therefore says that if the majority of the Tzibur has followed the erroneous psak of the Beis Din, so then a par is brought by each Shevet. And by Avodah Zarah, a par and so'ir. The par as an ola and the so'ir as a chatas is brought for each and every shevet. That is the machlokets between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, just the Beis Din, Rabbi Yehuda, assuming the majority of the people follow, every shevet, each kahal, has to bring a par, or for Avodah Zarah, a par and a so'ir. Rabbi Shimon Omer, third opinion. Shlosha asar parim uvavodah zarah, shlosha asar parim ushlosha asar seirim. He says, oh no, you know what you need? Not 12, not one by the Beis Din, but, and not 12 for each and every shevet, you need 13. What's 13? Rabbi Shimon says like this, it's true, every shevet has to bring a karbon, for since the majority of Am Yisrael follow the Psak Halacha, like Rabbi Yehuda said, but Beis Din also has to bring their karbon, and they don't receive any atonement with the karbon sibur that each and every shevet brings. So they have to bring as well their own par and so if Avodah Zarah and on par heldam shel tzibur. And Rabbi Shimon explains, what's this 13 and 13? Yeah, par v'soir l'chol shevet v'shevet. That's for Avodah Zarah. And par v'soir l'Beis Din. And the par v'soir for Beis Din, that's with respect to Avodah Zarah. So with respect to other halachos, not Avodah Zarah, a par for each and every shevet, and a par for Beis Din, that's the 13 parim. And Avodah Zarah, a par v'sarir l'chol shevet v'shevet, and a par v'sarir for Beis Din. Okay, so then the Mishnah says, Horu Beis Din va'asu shiva shvatim. So let's say Beis Din make this erroneous ruling to permit whatever this detail of a mitzvah where there's potentially an Isser Kares, and Va'asu Shiva Shvatim, and seven Shvatim follow the Psak, even though they may be a minority of the Tzibur. So seven Shvatim, but they have a small number. So it could be the majority of those Shvatim, all the members of those Shvatim followed, but they happen to be less than 50% of the Jewish population in Israel. Rubat, or how about this? You have the majority of every Shevet, the majority of every Shevet. And some say that means where you have the majority of the Jewish people. That's what Ruban means, the majority of the Jewish people, but they happen to be a minority of the Shvatim. It's a majority of the Shvatim. It's more than 50% of the Jews of Israel, but they make up because these have Shvatim have to have a great population, so they make up, let's say, only five out of the 12 Shvatim. So if this happens, Horu Beistin, Ba'asu Shvatim, Shiva Shvatim, Oruban, Al-PM, so you only have one of those criteria. You only have either the majority of the Shvatim or majority of the people, but not both. So Mevi'in Par, Beis Din brings a Par Helam Devashal Tzibur, Uvavo Dozar Mevi'in Par V'Soir, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir is easy, because Rabbi Meir says it's always just the Beis Din. So you have Rov HaTzibur. Rov HaTzibur can even, certainly when you have Rov HaTzibur, even though it's a minority of the Shvatim, but a majority of the Shvatim, even though it's a minority of the Tzibur, that's Haraz Beis Din. So the Beis Din has to bring a carbon. That's all those are all included in a majority. Rabbi Yehuda on there, what do we do in this case? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it goes by the Shvatim. So Shiva Shvatim Shechatu Mevi'in Shiva Parim. The seven Shvatim, who's that sin, where you have a majority of those Shvatim, that sin, they bring seven Parim. Each one has to bring a Par. Ushar Shvatim Shalochatu. What about the other ones, the other five? They don't have a majority of their members that follow the Psak. Mevi'in Al Yedehen Par. So Rabbi Yehuda says a fascinating thing. Even though the other Shvatim, the other five, did not sin, Ushar Shvatim Shalochatu still Mevi'in Al Yedehen Par. They have to bring, because of everybody else that sin, they have to bring a par as well. And this is not just one par. This is a par for each and every Shevet. Essentially, Rabbi Yehuda is saying the same thing. You still have to bring, all the Shvatim have to bring a par, even though it's only, not every Shevet was involved. You only have seven Shvatim involved. The others have to bring for the five Shvatim were in the minority who did not sin, have to bring a par each, because of the seven Shvatim who sinned. This Rabbi Yehuda derives from the fact that the Torah uses the word HaKahal. It's an extra word. And he claims that there are times where the whole population has to bring a korban for a sin that's committed by only part of them. Now, the language that Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have Shiva Shvatim who are Chotim, so then, the other five have to bring. So it sounds like it's only the majority of the Shvatim sin. The Gemara, though, on Daf Hei and Rebbe says no. Then, in fact, even if one Shevet sinned only, each of the other 11 Shvatim as well are obligated to bring a par, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as that one Shevet, it may be difficult, is the majority of the population. So once again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could have a case where everyone's going to bring a par, even though you don't have the majority of the Shvatim or the majority of the population. But it has to be one or the other. So if you have the majority of the Shvatim, which is seven, like our case in the Mishnah, so the other five Shvatim have to bring a par as well. Those seven bring a par each, and each of the other five bring a par each. And that's where you have, even if that's a minority of the population, if it's a majority of the population, even if you have a minority of the Shvatim, they also, you have three Shvatim, let's say, and they make up a majority of the population and they followed. So then all 12 are going to have to bring a par because you have the majority of the people. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shmona Parim, Uva Avodazara, Shmona Parim, Ushmona Seirim. You have to bring, now, when we're speaking about Rabbi Yehuda's case, where there's Shiva Shvatim Uachote, so Rabbi Yehuda said you bring seven Parim, Rabbi Shimon says you bring eight Parim. Eight for the ones who sinned, seven for the ones who sinned, and one for Beis Din. Remember, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Beis Din also. So remember, Rabbi Meir, one just for the Beis Din. Rabbi Yehuda, 12 for the Shvatim. And Rabbi Shimon, for the Shvatim, yes, and 12th, and then an extra one at 13th, because the Beis Din has to bring as well. It's a combination of Rabbi Shimon, it's a combination of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And Uvavo Dezora, it's Uvavo Dezora, where you have to bring a par and a sa'ir, a par for an ola, and a sa'ir for a chatas. It's not the classic par helim devil shel tzibur. Rabbi Shimon therefore says, Shmona parim, ushmona sa'irim, par v'sa'ir l'chol shevet v'shevet, a bull and a goat for each shevet, upar v'sa'ir l'beis din, that they have to do that as well. Does Rabbi Shimon agree with what we said before, that it meant whether you have a majority of the Shvatim or a majority of the population, either way, that's when you're going to bring the 13? So some Rishonim say yes, and others claim no, that Rabbi Shimon's halach applies only if I have the 7 Shvatim, and they're also the majority of the population. So let's say you would have an example, if this were true, according to this, let's say you have three of the Shvatim sinned, Rabbi Shimon, but they may be majority of the population. What would Rabbi Shimon say? Oh, well, those three Shvatim should bring a par, and you need one from the Beis Din. So although they may be majority of the population, they're not a majority of the Shvatim. So this is a debate if Rabbi Shimon agrees with everything we said when it came to Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Mishnah concludes by saying the following. Let's say Beis Din, Horu Beis Din Shel Echad Min HaShvatim. This is not the Sanhedrin. This is just a Beis Din of one of the Shvatim was Matir something. But Asos HaShevet Alpim. And that Shevet, that tribe only followed that Psak of their Beis Din. Oso HaShevet Hu Chayav Ushar Kol HaShvatim Turim. That Shevet is Chayav, because you don't have Rov Yisrael, and it's only the Beis Din of this Shevet. And the other Shvatim are Potter. So you don't have Rov Tzib, you don't have Rov Shvatim, Div Rabbi Yehuda. So this is true, according to most Mefarshim, and as we explain, this is all true where the Psak Halacha was given by that particular Shevet. But if it was a Hara by the Beis Din Agadol by the Sanhedrin, so then even though you have one Shevet that followed, the other Shvatim are going to be Chayav. Question is that only true if that one Shevet happens to be the majority of the Tzibur? So that's the debate amongst the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, if you have one Shevet that followed the Beis Din HaGadol and they are a majority of the population, so then everybody has to bring every Shevet has to bring a par, because that's the majority of the population, even though it's a minority of the Shvatim. And others say, no, if you have if it's one Shevet, the word Kahal in the Torah teaches us, even if one Shevet followed the Psak of the Beis Din HaGadol, not their Shevet. Their Shevet is only their Shevet. But if they follow only one Shevet, follow the Beis Din HaGadol, then all the other Shvatim have to bring a par, and that would be true even if that one Shevet is a minority of Am Yisrael. You don't have a majority of the Shvatim. You don't have a majority of Am Yisrael. It may not matter based on the word Kahol. That's a debate. V'chachamim omrim, ein chayavin ela al horoyas Beis Din HaGadol b'lvad. So as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, who said, if a particular Shevet gave a Psak, Beis Din of a particular Shevet gave a Psak halach, and that Shevet followed, that Shevet is chayav a par. Said the Chachamim, no, there's no concept of a par when it comes to particular horah of a particular Shevet. It's only horahs Beis Din HaGadol b'lvad of 71, Shnei Amar, Vim Kol Adas Yisrael Ishgu, Velo Adas Oso Shevet. It's Kol Adas Yisrael, is the Beis Din of all of the Jewish people. That's when you bring a par, but not an Eidah, not a Beis Din of that particular Shevet.